Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from ericismybanker.com. Here bringing you information on real estate. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock. And listen in. I'm glad to have you here today and hope you'll join us every week. And with us today, we've got Sean Martin, Executive Director of the Rental Housing Association of Washington. Thanks again for joining us, Sean.
Thanks for having me on.
We've had you on here about two or three times
Yeah, it's always
and
fun.
You always bring up some topics that just kind of get my dander up here. Yeah. Things that are going on, and this is one of those, you know, few kind of areas. But you know, if you own a rental home, it's where politics can really kind of hit you right between the eyes.
Yes.
And you just want to be a good landlord. You want to have a rental property, hopefully build some wealth for you and your family and for your retirement down the road. But, you know, there's roadblocks that can kind of get thrown up in your way, and not all of them are anticipated. So glad that there's somebody out there looking out for us.
We're trying hard. We definitely are.
Well, I'd encourage, if you own rental property or even if you want to learn about it, I'd really recommend, encourage you to join the Rental Housing Association of Washington. I'm a member myself. I have rentals, and the organization provides a wealth of knowledge and support, contacts, vendors, education. You've got tons of classes being offered.
Tons of classes, every month. All online, on demand, whenever you want them. Mm-hmm. You can buy just the one-year pass, like the unlimited rides at Disneyland or whatever, however many you can cram in a year. There are tons of stuff there. I think we're going to expand that offering pretty significantly later in the year.
Awesome.
But clock hours are available as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got things, I think, covered pretty well.
That's fantastic. Well, and as well as the forms, and that's one of the things I exclusively use the RHA forms, you know, the lease agreements, and you have all the required municipal forms and everything that I will guarantee you that if you are a landlord, if you're not up on all the rules and regulations and everything, you're missing forms that you're supposed to have.
You're missing stuff. 100%. I can guarantee you that you're missing something. Legislation is not just during session, you know, from January to March or April once a year. It's constant. Every city, Federal Way, Burien, Tacoma, Seattle, Kent, and Renton, these are all in the last 3-4 months places that we've had to go to deal with issues. Tacoma just had a suite of legislative changes that require landlords to do all sorts of stuff and provide information and everything that took effect on February 1st. It's always evolving, and we always have everything current, up to date, online.
It's constant.
Yeah,
you know, and membership in the Rental Housing Association of Washington is very inexpensive. How can somebody join if they want to, Sean?
Go to rhawa.org, and the application for membership to join is right there online. The dues start at $185. I will tell you
for the year.
You use our lease agreement once, and you've already made yourself probably $300-$400 versus paying an attorney to write you a lease that's worth its weight. Because anything that you get online, and I've searched because I found ours posted illegally online by other places and had it taken down. Anything that you find online, the MLS, the Office Depot, any of that, it's junk. Not to disparage those leases, but they're like 2 pages long, and they just don't cover stuff. Things evolve too quickly.
Right.
For non-industry experts to keep up on and understand.
And they're generic. They're not written for Washington State or for, you know, we've got our specific
municipal. Seattle or specifically Tacoma now, where we have city one-off leases. It's that focused.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah. And we're rolling out, I think, kind of the cherry on top is a new member benefit that's kind of a soft roller out right now. We're getting through this week with the tech launch for our new platform called RMAP, which is an online management portal that's going to allow people to do everything from start to finish to collecting rent all online. So we've got the online tenant application portal, submit the screening online, get the forms filled out automatically from that information online, sign it online, collect rent online, and you can just do it really convenient and quick.
Just one-stop shop.
And I think it's going to be a huge tool and benefit for our folks.
That's really good. And even just the tenant screening alone is worth its weight in gold. You know, so that's awesome. Well, if again, you know, I'd really recommend it. Join rhawa.org. Rental House Association of Washington. I like the block. I get the email alerts, yeah. You know, as landlords will put in questions. Hey, I've got this tenant and they're smoking pot day and night, you know, and what can I do about it? And, you know, so you'll get answers back, not from, you know, well, you'll get answers maybe from other property owners, but also from attorneys and things like that. I mean,
property
you're getting
managers, professionals.
Yeah. You're getting really, really good advice on that forum.
Yeah, we get a lot of great interaction on the Connect forum, and it's members only, and it's mm-hmm. all private for members, so you can post the question you think might be the dumbest thing, and you know it's not
it's perfect. That's no, beautiful. Really, really good. Well, Sean, you've covered so much today. I got a couple other questions for you. So one of the ones we were talking about just before the break was the criminal records initiative in the city of Seattle.
Yes, the Fair Chance Housing Ordinance.
Okay.
What that did, it took effect February of 2018, but this was born out of some different studies and whatnot that the city conducted. And so essentially what this has done is just say, as an owner, you cannot look at criminal records history, and you cannot use any criminal records history to screen an applicant for housing. And it's a blanket ban. I mean, everything except for one very narrow circumstance. If someone's a sex offender who is convicted as an adult and is required to register on a federal, state, local registry, it's a very small percentage of folks that fall into that are sex offenders. So it's basically every record out there.
So it could be a violent crimes. It could be
property crime. Property crimes, actually, of all the different, I guess you call it categories of mm-hmm. criminal activity, property crimes actually have the highest recidivism rate mm-hmm. that's out there.
Sure.
And as the owner, you can't know and learn and understand this person, you know, committed arson or this person destroyed the last place they lived at. I don't want to take that risk. Who's mitigating your risk as the owner? Nobody. The city's decided that you are going to be the person that solves their social justice problem that they can't figure out themselves.
Right.
So that's why we're suing the city of Seattle on that as a plaintiff.
Okay.
And we're in federal court, and I think that we're going to, you know, get some favorable results on that. I mean, it's a pretty blatant violation of public information laws.
Yeah, that one's kind of scary. Yeah, that's scary. Well, the other one that kind of sort of raised my eyebrows is relates to inspections. So as a landlord, you're now required in the city of Seattle to have your home inspected. You know, what is it?
Once every 5 years minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but you mentioned that there's a lawsuit going on right now where many tenants are the plaintiff because they feel that these inspections are an infringement on their rights to privacy.
Yes, we've had some members actually run into this situation and talking to the city's Department of Construction Inspections and said, hey, the question that was always out there was, this inspection program is based entirely on the state law that grants the landlord the right of access with proper notice to a unit. You give mm-hmm. the notice to enter, the tenant has to allow you access.
Yeah.
Nuance around that makes it a little ironic that the city takes that position in this circumstance but doesn't in others. But all that being said, the tenant has no say in that situation. Mm. And we've got renters who have said, you know what, I don't want you to come into my personal space. This is my home. I'm comfortable living in it how it is. I understand what my rights are. There's not an issue here that anyone should be concerned about.
Yeah.
And they want their privacy. They don't want someone coming through and seeing everything in their home, whether there is or is not some kind of illegal activity or otherwise or something embarrassing.
Right,
or they just want to have dinner and relax one night. So we've got tenants who have said, no, we don't want the city coming in. And the question that the city can't answer is, what are you going to do if a tenant says no? Because that landlord's required to get that inspection. Are you going to refuse their business license? Are you going to kick down the door in the face of the tenant who's saying no?
Right.
And so that's, I think, the question really that these folks are asking the courts to answer.
Right. And I can see some sort of nefarious ways that policy could be abused as well, though. You know, where the landlord knows there's a problem with the property and they say, hey, you know,
there
don't let anybody in.
Yeah, I would say that's the case, you know, in any kind of walk of life, any circumstance. It could also be the case that It's just a very small minority of folks.
Wow. Interesting stuff, Sean. I really want to thank you for joining us again today. Sean Martin, Executive Director of the Rental Housing Association of Washington. Really happy you were here today. Thanks for joining us. Hope this is a good day for you, everyone. Join us every Saturday, 2 o'clock, Open House with Team Reba. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.